Thanks for calling Custom Service. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had called earlier about a charge. I had to get off because something happened here. So I'm protesting this charge because I didn't know this, and now they're trying to hammer me for $67. I don't want to pay it.
Okay, sir. Can I have your zip code?
33605.
Okay, sir, what is your first name?
Vincent.
Okay, sir, have you already called in today?
Yeah, I called earlier, but I had to hang up.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so what was the charge you're calling about again?
It was $67.32.
Okay, yes, I see that, sir. It's a technical bag. It's a camp. Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I ordered the technical bag because they said it's free. All you do is pay shipping. So they sent me the bag for $5.74.
No, they just $5.74 was just for the shipping fee. You paid $5.74.
Right, but the bag was free. That's what I got on my phone. It says the bag is free. You want it? All you got to do is pay shipping. So that's what I did. And now you're telling me they want $67 for this bag that's not even worth $5.
No, sir, the bag is not $5. You was paying $5 for the shipping and fee.
I know that. I know that. But the bag was free.
No, sir, it wasn't.
According to the ad, the ad said it was free. Listen, I can send the bag back.
No, sir, we don't do return policy.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay $67 for something that's not even worth $5. That's fake advertising. That's fraud.
Okay, so I do apologize about that. But you was being charged for the full product because you didn't cancel the trial. You had a certain amount of time to call back in to cancel the trial. And
it
you
did not say that.
It did.
Said
it said
no,
is it
didn't.
Is in the
if
certain.
If said that, I would have done it. Okay, it, listen here. I want to speak to somebody that's in the fraud department because I am not going to pay $67. I will send this back, but I'm not paying you guys $67. So give me somebody that's in your fraud department.
Okay, sir. And once I transfer over to the fraud department, they will cancel the account and they will put it on hold for a certain amount of days until they find out who did it. You will just
okay,
give me...
Ma'am, you're talking too fast and I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so I'm going to transfer over to the fraud department.
Hello?